Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen, Ray Engineering and producing the show. That's good news out of Davis-Monthan. The situation well under control, and the lockdown has now ended, so everything is back to normal over at the base. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, January 23rd, 2017. Hope you had a great weekend. We are coming to you from Tucson's Voice. We have worldwide live streaming on the program via KVOI.com and then my website, BuckmasterShow.com. You can join us at any time. In fact, we encourage you to do so because Monday, of course, is face-off day, and if you would like to enhance our conversation with John Munger and Vince Robigo, John and Vince always love to hear from the public as well, 790-2040. And, of course, we're on Twitter at Buckmaster Show and on Facebook at Bill Buckmaster. Vince, how are you? Nice to
Doing
see
fine.
You.
Fine. Happy Vince New Year to all of you.
Nice to
Happy
see
New
you.
Year,
and John Munger is here. John, always a pleasure. John Munger, of course, is a former Arizona governor candidate. He's a longtime Republican activist and one-time president of the Arizona Board of Regents. Vince Robigo also threw his hat in the ring the same year as John. They got together and talked. No, they didn't get together and talk about it before they did it because Vince is on one side of the aisle, John the other. But Vince ran for Arizona Attorney General. Vince is a longtime Democratic Party activist, and in fact, he's head right now of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. Our thanks to Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge at moesgallery.com. Our friend Moe Gall has been in business and doing a great job since 1985. Moe sponsors our face-off because he believes in good political dialogue, and that's what we try to present here on the face-off. And Moe, of course, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging systems, and hanging, well, basically he makes house calls. You don't want to deal with putting the nails in the wall yourself and getting it exactly leveled. Let Moe take care of it. He's got all the equipment. Okay, I think you gentlemen probably know where I want to go. I want to go, of course, with our new administration, the Trump administration. A couple of days old right now. The inaugural address is where we're going to begin, Vince. George Will said it was the most dreadful inaugural address in history, serving up reheated campaign rhetoric about rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape and an education system producing students deprived of all knowledge.
I'd have to agree with the
says it's the most dreadful inaugural address ever.
I haven't read all of them, so I wouldn't go so far as perhaps this conservative columnist has gone. So I haven't read all of them. I haven't heard all of them. But at least in my short recent viewing of the various inauguration addresses, there's no debate that it was not a sort of a positive vision, setting forth agenda, goals, and also one of the key aspects of these sorts of addresses has been to say, look, you know, whether you were against me or whether you were for me, we're all in this together. I am now the president for all of America. And you didn't really – I think that was probably the most striking aspect of it. It was more of a rehashing of campaign rhetoric and this is what's wrong and we're going to fix it. It's not – you know, this is a new day, that kind of thing. And so in that regard, I think it was a missed opportunity to unify and to sort of present a unifying statement and message and vision in comparison with past addresses. You go back to Ronald Reagan, George Bush, George Bush, President Obama, President Clinton, and you see those were sort of some of the hallmarks
people
of those
do look
addresses.
For, John, people do look for kind of a unifying theme traditionally in these things. But again, Donald Trump is not a traditional politician.
I love the speech.
You did love it.
He was just telling the truth. There is economic carnage throughout the country. The schools are poor. they're not turning out the kind of products that we need generally. And he's right, and I'm glad he focused on this. People kept saying it was a dark message. Mm-hmm. It's a dark time. And, you know, I understand the people in Washington, D.C., one of the richest areas in the country, don't understand that. And the people in Silicon Valley maybe don't understand that. But everywhere else in the country, times are tough.
So you felt the dark message fitted what you believe is a very dark
time. It was a realistic message. Okay. And he's saying what is really out there. We've lost tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs. And what he was saying was, this is where we are right now, and we're going to fix it. And he did say repeatedly, look, we all need to work together to get this done. He was talking about that repeatedly. He was, and of course, the next day or the next week, the libs go out and start marching in the streets. On the one hand, saying they love everybody, and on the other hand, cursing everybody as racist and misogynist. I'm not sure how much love there is on the left. Yeah, he's trying to bring people together, but he's also going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. And that was the great news in the speech. So many times you get these politicians who say one thing during the campaign and then they go off and do something else. Not Donald Trump. He's going to make it happen. I'm very excited and pleased.
Well, you know what? The reality is a lot of what he was saying was campaign rhetoric. To the extent he's going to be talking about jobs, jobs that have left because of technology, that's not going to immediately reappear. So it's just simply he's relying on a situation which doesn't meet reality. When you look at what happened when President Obama took office and the economic collapse that we were in, and where we are today, we have made tremendous progress. Can we keep improving? Yes. But that is certainly not the America that we live in. And certainly just saying that there's economic carnage doesn't really truly reflect what has happened as a Democratic president has dug us out of an economic collapse and brought us back from the brink of a second depression, even though it was a great recession, the brink of a great depression, and to make it is more of a campaign rhetoric. That's how that's going to be his style, I believe, going forward, is it's going to be mostly campaign rhetoric.
Well, here's the problem, Vince. There's no question we were in a deep recession. But when you're in a deep recession, you have an easy way to get the numbers where you're growing again. And the best numbers the average numbers that Obama ever did, the highest, were 1.8%.
Growth rate.
Growth rate from a low base. That's horrible. Horrible. And Obama didn't do it in the first place. People talk about all the wonderful things Obama did to bring us out of the recession. He didn't do TARP. Bush did TARP. He didn't do the bailouts. Bush did the bailouts.
He continued those policies. Well, and also, not only that, he expanded them with saving the auto industry in Detroit with the auto, cash for clunkers.
Bush did the auto bailouts. And so the only thing Obama did is he had the big stimulus that he ended up was going to be for shovel-ready jobs, and then he announced, oh, there weren't any shovel-ready jobs.
Look, the reality is Bush wasn't president for 8 years, and Obama continued those policies, whether people agreed with them or not. I didn't agree with the bailout for the banks, but he did continue those very policies.
What I'm saying is Obama didn't do anything, and then when you should in any
respect— So he didn't continue those policies?
He continued the policy, so but
did
he didn't
do
create
something.
He didn't create
You can't
them.
Have it both ways.
Well,
right.
here's
you
the,
can't
here's
have,
the
you
problem,
have no reality.
Vince. He didn't. He was starting from a low base. This is the worst recovery from a recession that we've ever had.
We've never had a recession like that.
Oh, that's
not
that
type
let's
of economic
impact. Let's go to the live line here. Baloney. Jim would like to join us. I think it's Jim Kelly. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bill, it is. Hey, John and Vince, first off, Obama's not president anymore. Donald Trump is president.
Exactly.
We don't have to. Nobody has to justify that anymore. He's the president. Now, that speech was very, very good, and there were a lot of uplifting moments in that speech that nobody's talking about. Yes, he framed it with John Munger's reality. But what he did do, and people, and I'm paraphrasing, and people forget this, is the first thing he said was, from coast to coast, from the urban core to the rural areas, you will never be ignored again. Now, he was speaking to all Americans. He also said that a patriot's blood is red. Nobody cares about the color of the skin of a patriot's blood. And that was extremely uplifting. I'm sorry. It was a good speech. There were elements of it that were dark, but it was for framing purposes only. He is
well said.
He gave an uplifting, visionary speech. And Vince, get over it. Trump is our president.
Hey, I don't have to get over anything. I don't have to get over anything, Mr. Kelly.
John, you do not have to justify Trump with anything about Obama ever again.
Well,
he's the president. Let's move forward.
Okay. Jim, I agree with that. I think that the most exciting thing that Trump did, he did all the things you said. The other thing he did is he talked about we. He only used the word I 3 times. Obama used it 47 times. Trump said, I just love this. He said, this day is for you. This is not my day. This is for America. And I just love that. He said, this is your day.
Okay. Vince, what about this get over
it
stuff?
What I say is that it sure is strange how these are conservative columnists. George Will is not a liberal. He is not a Democrat. And these are conservatives These are conservatives who are pointing out the failures in a speech. So, hey, I have nothing to get over. Yeah. These are conservatives saying that.
Read some of the other conservatives. I will tell you, Will is an establishment guy. He's part of the problem.
Both sides of the aisle view this as a missed opportunity.
Guys, we've got to take a break. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. John and Vince will be back. And Laura, I know you're waiting. We do need to take a break. We'll come to you right after the break. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, I've got 5 kids and 4 of them are daughters.
Daddy, Daddy, there's a spider in my room.
Oh, boy, did I get smart. I took care of the spider, but the smartest thing I ever did was call Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more bugs in a Lehman household. They do a great job. They're economical and environmentally friendly.
We're Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday on The Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelly Fishman. And then, what's all this talk about a high-speed rail link between Tucson and Phoenix? Buckmaster on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening, the podcast, the complete show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Back, it is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Vince Robigo is here, and John Munger. Laura, you are up to the plate. Sorry to keep you waiting. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. I wanted to just call in with regard to the speech. I was enthralled. This was the boldest. I thought, no one has spoken like this.
I agree with you.
No one has just the boldness of a lion, truth, and clarity, and it just resonated. When he said, and I think it was Jim Kelly who called in, and he said, you know, I'm going to do everything. In essence, what he was saying is, I'm going to do everything that I say I'm going to do. And I mean, and I realize he can't do all this stuff by himself. He's already told everybody who's actually listened to all his speeches, as opposed to just, you know, delivering little sound bites or talking points. He's this, he's that, whatever. If they'd actually listened, if all of his speeches, while he's acknowledging the reality, shift and say, there's hope coming.
Okay, Laura.
I agree with you, Laura. Well said.
Okay, Laura, thanks. Vince, when you have people like Jim Kelly who say to you, get over it, what you didn't have a chance to really respond there.
Well, the reality is the American people are not going to get over a person who appears to be compromising ethics and compromising America's ethics from the start of their administration. So just like, for example, to weave in what Laura said, that he's done everything that he said he's going to do. He's going to do everything he said he's going to do, recognizing reality. Let's take an example of that. Throughout the campaign trail, kept saying that once his proposed tax audit was done, he was going to release his taxes. Once the audit was done, can't do it because there's an audit. Now, what do we hear? We hear today, no, he's not going to release his taxes. So here's a man who claims one thing and then says another. Same thing, all the talk about building a proposed wall and who was going to pay for it? Mexico. Well, guess who's going to pay for it now? Taxpayers.
And Mexico is going to reimburse us.
So the reality is
we'll get the money from Mexico.
Everything keeps changing. He said he was going to drain the swamp, and he puts billionaires and lobbyists into all of his team. So people like Mr. Kelly or Miss Laura there that want to support him.
What lobbyists does he put on his team?
The reality is that when they say that, and they say that he's doing what he said he's going to do, but then he doesn't do it, they have to own up to it. And this is going to be something for all Americans. It's going to be for Republicans, for libertarians, and for Democrats that are going to have a responsibility. They're going to have a responsibility to stand up for American ethics
and values.
Are you saying Johnny has not put
he's
a
not
lobbyist?
I don't know of any lobbyists he's put on his
There were
team.
People in his team that were putting together his lists of folks from K Street. There were all kinds. Look it up, John.
He doesn't have anybody in his office or any of his cabinet members.
I didn't say cabinet members. I said his team that was putting together the cabinet.
Here's the point. This guy is going to do... He's going to do what he said he was going to do. And, you know, he may not get it all done. It's a big agenda, but I think he'll get most of it done. And Lord knows he's working. He started working the night of the inauguration signing things.
All right, let's go back to the live line. Rick has called us at 790-2040. Rick, what is on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think that great God Almighty sent us Donald Trump to save our nation, just in the nick of time as it is. And he's going to do everything he says. He speaks very frankly. He doesn't couch his speeches in political correctness. And he tells the truth. He correctly identifies the problem. He correctly identifies the solutions. And in other words, in the final analysis, it's going to be huge.
I agree with you, Rick. Well said.
I couldn't disagree more with Mr. Rick, particularly with respect to claiming that he tells the truth. The reality is this incoming leader, Mr. Trump, does not tell the truth, and that's been demonstrably proven. You can look at all sorts of examples, but if people want to blindly follow, despite falsehoods, despite alternate facts, or however you want to describe them,
and that's their right.
That's their right to do so. But it's going to take responsible Republicans, responsible Democrats, responsible Libertarians, Greens, people that are registered independent, to make sure that we have an American ethic that stays in place, one of good government, one where our leaders do tell the truth,
just like Hillary. That's what
the leaders that are elected. I'm talking about our elected leaders. That is our tradition. If John, if you want to argue for a tradition where our elected leaders are lying, then that's your right. That's on you. But that's what you're trying to
no,
say.
No, I'm not.
Well,
I'm
you're
saying
trying to
what
distract.
You guys offered
Here's the
us
issue.
Was the biggest crook.
The
we
issue is this. The issue
on,
is this. While Trump distracts, Congress acts. And meanwhile, they're going to be taking away health care rights. They're going to be trying to attack Medicare, take away those things, move it to risky funds. That one of the first acts already was to cost homeowners about $500 by stopping a reduction in homeowner insurance premiums.
First time homeowners
with the premiums as a tax deduction. They canceled that. So those people, it's going to slow home purchasing. It's going to affect already $500 right there in the wallet. And those are the facts. There's no such thing as alternate fact. That's the reality.
I love the fact that he's frozen the growth of federal government. He's saying there's going to be no new federal jobs until we...
I think he did that today, right?
He did that today.
No new federal jobs.
No new federal...
Hiring freeze.
He's talking about cutting the size of federal government, saving significant sums of money. I just love what this guy is doing.
John, does it bother you as a lifelong Republican that Wall Street Journal says that Donald Trump is not a Republican, he's not a Democrat? They call him a populist independent.
I don't care what they call him. I mean, I will tell you, as a conservative, I love him. Mm-hmm. He's doing everything I have wanted done all my life, Bill. I have told my wife and my kids, this is a lifetime dream
come true for me.
So it's
a dream come true for you.
This guy is going to end up being at least as good as Ronald Reagan. He is results oriented. He's going to get so many things done or die trying. And he means business. And I mean that in both ways. This country is going to be better off than it's been in years, and he's doing everything right.
Well, I think, as one of the callers said, he's not going to be the only one. He's going to need to rely on Congress.
Sure.
And he's going to need to rely upon the American people. And as you saw this past weekend, not only the fact that he lost the popular vote by 3 million, the reality is that in these circumstances, when you have these many people with an amazing, unprecedented demonstration. And I have to strongly disagree with the characterization of all of them with one brush, the way John tried to do earlier. When you have that many people out there saying,
Several million worldwide.
And aside from the world, I'm just talking about American citizens that are out there protesting.
15,000.
Do you know how many people? Do you know how many?
That's something that needs to be reckoned with.
You know, and you know what else needs to be reckoned with? 31 million people watched the inaugural, as opposed to 11 million for Obama. That tells you something right there. Just the number of people that wanted to see. Donald Trump inaugurated.
Are you talking about the people that showed up? Are you trying
to say about the people?
Ratings,
I said on television.
TV. Oh, you didn't say TV.
I wasn't sure. You said you saw TV watched a TV rating.
All right, guys.
31 million people.
All right. To be continued.
A tiny inauguration event.
To be continued. Vince Ravago, thank you, Vince, very much for coming. And John, always a pleasure. Thank you.
A pleasure.
All right, John Munger, Vince Ravago. Our Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Moe thanks you for supporting him since 1985. He is the guy to call for all of your custom frame mirrors, art for your walls. And let Mo make a house call and do the hanging for you. Be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Named after the classic New Orleans cocktail, Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico have been one of our fine sponsors pretty much since we began our radio project almost 6 years ago, and they encourage me to encourage you to take a road trip, and it's a good one. 3 hours east of Tucson, there is so much to do over in historic Silver City. Places like, well, just the Western New Mexico University, their collection of Mimbres pottery, the best in the world. Check it out. SouthwestNewMexico.org is the website. Full listing of places to stay and the many things to do. Joining me in studio, T. Van Hook, T., the CEO of the award-winning chapter of Habitat for Humanity here in Tucson. T., I understand you just got some good news pertaining to your fine organization.
We did, Bill, and thank you for having us. Mm-hmm. We were notified Friday that we are now a Habitat Affiliate of Distinction, which is a very high award in the Habitat world, and we're thrilled.
And folks can help out. Habitat very much depends on the support here in Tucson, which folks really support you, and which is a great thing. But Habitat, along with a lot of other nonprofits in Arizona, are benefiting from this charitable tax credit, and the extension now has it's now basically up to the April 17th filing date. So people can now support Habitat.
That's right. And
they can do it right up until April 17th.
Right up until the deadline. And it's really a wonderful thing. You go and get your taxes done or do them yourself and realize that you have a tax liability to the state of Arizona. You can write that check to a local nonprofit that's eligible. And Habitat for Humanity Tucson is one of those lucky eligible or an eligible organization working with the working poor. And you can write your check directly to a local organization. Your money stays here in Southern Arizona. You direct those dollars to an organization that shares your values, that is doing work in your community. And you don't have to write that check to the state. You can check with your tax consultant, but those dollars stay where you want those dollars to be, and you can take action for an organization that you believe in and is doing the kind of work that matches up with your values.
The 2016 limit for eligible contributions to qualifying organizations like Habitat for Humanity has doubled to $400 for single taxpayers, $800 for married taxpayers filing jointly, and limits for the qualifying foster organization credit also doubled. So that's good news for a lot of nonprofits, T, here in the community, including Habitat, which you guys have been doing great work in this community. I think it goes back to 1980.
And you are proud of the work we're doing. We're building homes for families that are not currently homeowners, new homeowners. And we're doing a lot of work doing rehabilitation on homes for the elderly and people with disabilities. There's such a need in our community. Bill, I want to kind of just share an anecdotal fact. In 1980, when we started Habitat for Humanity here in Tucson, number one, we were the first Habitat west of the Mississippi. We're the seventh Habitat in the nation, in the world, actually.
Really?
So we were in early in the Habitat movement. But at the time, if you bought the average cost of a home in Tucson and you worked a minimum wage job, you would work just under 24 years paying a zero interest mortgage, which is what we do, and putting your entire paycheck towards that house. If you were to buy an average cost house here in Tucson and work the minimum wage for the state of Arizona, the current minimum wage, you would have to work 47 and a half years to pay off that house. So in the 36, almost 37 years that we've been helping hardworking Tucsonans, because remember, they have a mortgage. They're doing sweat equity as the down payment, 0% mortgage. We've gone backwards. So people are working hard, but the cost of housing just isn't keeping up, or the wages aren't keeping up with the cost of housing.
Have you figured out since 1980 how many homes you have built and repaired in Tucson, Marana, Amado, Sahuarita, and Green Valley?
Well, I can tell you the exact number we've built.
Okay.
We've built 400 and, well, we've just finished a few. So let's say we've built 430 houses, but we've repaired scores of homes. And we work with volunteers and everything from fixing the fascia boards and painting and doing some kind of cleanup on the outside to complete, you know, home repairs for veterans, moving walls, putting in bathrooms so that roll-in shower so that they can get in after serious wartime injuries. So it's run the gamut on home repairs and adaptations to help elderly and people that have been injured.
How's the process work if someone wants a Habitat home? How do they go about that?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is they give us a call or go on our website. Our website spells it out. But we have three basic criteria that we look for. Someone that's in need, someone that's willing to partner with us, because it's a lot of work to get a Habitat home. There's months worth of classes on budgeting and being a good neighbor and all of those things. And there's 250 hours worth of sweat equity that's required for each adult that lives in the house. So they're building the house alongside the amazing volunteers that come out and work with us. And they also have the ability, have to have the ability to repay the mortgage. So it's a mortgage application just like at a bank. And so we need all of their financials, their work history, and all of those other things. It is a 0% mortgage, so there's no interest charged. But we do; they do sign a note, and there is a mortgage with us.
The Habitat store, Habitat Tucson, you have the retail outlet store, the Haba store. How's that been doing?
Oh, my goodness. Haba store is doing terrific.
Where are you located?
We're at 935 West Grant Road. We're in between, we're just east of I-10. So you would exit at I-10 and travel east. It's just a lovely store. We sell gently used furniture and household items and a lot of construction materials, tile, flooring, lots of windows. We have paint.
Keeps a lot of stuff out of the landfill, too.
Oh, yeah. 250 tons a year, we estimate. So a lot of stuff stays out of the landfill.
So this charitable tax credit really helps Habitat, the bottom line, doesn't it?
Bottom line is that Tucsonans are very generous. 93% of our funding comes from individuals in southern Arizona. So the tax credit is critical to what we do.
How do you look at this next year? How many homes do you hope to get involved with in 2017?
We're looking at building probably another 16 homes. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing some land development. We're partnering with Literacy Connects to do some public projects right near their home. We'll be building right near their building. We'll be building some homes and putting in some infrastructure. So we're doing some really lovely projects with partners across Tucson.
Now, have you noticed that when you do one of these Habitat homes, it can inspire neighbors to perhaps, well, to form partnerships to really get maybe the whole neighborhood back on its feet?
You know, Bill, that's a great question. We found a long time ago that you can't just come in and plop down a house and call it good. We go in years ahead of where we're building in a neighborhood, especially when we're doing an infill lot or two or three houses in an existing neighborhood. We partner with those neighborhoods. We ask them what they're looking for. We look around and see the style of home. We try to match the houses in there. But that's where our housing rehab program and our neighborhood cleanup programs come into play. We ask the neighbors, is there a neighbor that needs some help? Is there someone aging that may need something? We go and we do the home repair programs, something we call a brush with kindness, some fix up. We work with people in the neighborhood that might, you know, need a little bit of help. And we do that in the neighborhood. It's all about making a neighborhood better, working with the residents there. We have some beautiful neighborhoods in Tucson that are maybe on a downswing on the life cycle of the homes. Mm-hmm. By just bringing a few homes back up, we can bring some amazing vitality to the housing stock.
It brings a synergy to the whole area then, doesn't it?
It really does. And we know that those neighborhoods are full of their own amazing, vibrant energy and amazing culture. We don't want to change that culture. We want to take what's best in it, fix those houses, and make sure the residents can stay there and live a lifetime.
All right. HabitatTucson.org is the place to go for more information about the charitable tax credit, about the Habitat store, and all of the good work Habitat for Humanity Tucson is doing. T. Van Hook, congratulations on the work you're doing, which has now been recognized nationally with that designation that you received on Friday.
Thanks, Bill, and thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. T. Van Hook, Habitat for Humanity, 1244 on the Buckmaster Show. We will be back with Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, the Dean of the College of Science at the UA. That's next. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Yeah. Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the University of Arizona College of Science Spring Lecture Series. Always a very, very big deal. They always pack them in for this series. The series this year, and it is the 11th year for this series, it's called Rethinking Reality, which includes five free lectures that explore the cutting-edge concepts in modern physics. With me in studio, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz. Dr. Ruiz is the Vice President for Innovation and Dean of the UA College of Science. Dr. Ruiz, good to see you.
Always good seeing you, Bill.
So this topic, you're going for it this time. This is pretty deep. Not that some of the others haven't been deep, but what was the thinking behind rethinking reality?
Right. So in the past, I think that all of the lectures have been the kinds of lectures that after you listen to them, they sort of make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because they fit in what you see in the world, and you may disagree with some of the conclusions or not, but you can see how people get there. Physics, and we've been having amazing years of advances in physics, sometimes gets pretty squirrely. And when you really look at the things that the physicists are beginning to discover, they themselves cannot really understand or describe how that fits our understanding of how we think the world works. In particular, all science has an issue with scaling. And things don't necessarily happen the same way at really tiny scales as they happen at large scales. So you and I, for example, are accustomed to the world which is defined by classical mechanics, and that is the laws of Newton and so on. But when you get to tiny scales and you get into quantum physics, the whole thing becomes really, really squirrely. And even the interesting thing about it, though, is that even though we don't quite understand or we scratch our head about how quantum mechanics really does work, if it wasn't because of quantum mechanics, half of the gizmos that we use, like GPS, would not be as effective as they are.
Hmm.
So they are. So those laws are incorporated into a lot of the technology, even though we don't quite truly understand it.
So this last year was kind of like a watershed year, Joaquin, for kind of discoveries of the physical universe?
Well, the two past years, right? Of course, last year was a Higgs. So I think it was last year. Anyway, it was when they discovered the Higgs boson at the Large Hadron Collider.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big, big deal. And this year, an experiment that I think has taken more than 25 years finally was able to see the gravity waves that Einstein had predicted when he did his theory of relativity.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the lectures will be about the gravity waves. Another, the first lecture on January 30th is going to be absolutely terrific because the speaker is going to talk about all of physics and how
kind of the big overview.
The big overview, and that should be fascinating. Then you get into the details of the second one being the journey to the extreme is black holes. Fayyal is an expert in black holes. And there's physics at black holes, energies and so on, that also are hard to imagine. Then Sam Graal is going to talk about the gravity waves. Elliot Hsu, who you may know.
We've interviewed him here on the show.
Right. He's a distinguished particle physicist and has doing experiments in Large Hadron Collider. So he'll talk about what's going on in the world of particle physics. And finally, Pierre will give a lecture, which would be absolutely terrific, trying to describe to the audience really what the quantum world is all about.
And that's Pierre, how does he pronounce then his last name?
Mester.
Mester. Mm-hmm. He's a Regents Professor Emeritus of Physics and Editor-in-Chief of American Physical Society. So I think the challenge, and I'm sure you would agree, is kind of to try to, because this might be a little bit over folks' head initially, so it's kind of, how does this affect kind of our day-to-day lives?
Right.
Yeah.
And for me, as sort of the quasi-producer of these shows, in the past, I've always told the speakers, and of course the speakers give a dry run to the little audience that we have and so on, but we always are challenging our speakers to put together a talk where a general public will get about 90% of it, maybe 85% to 90. Mm-hmm. So we'd never want to talk down to our audience, but we don't want to give a lecture that nobody can understand. Mm-hmm. And that's been, I think, one of the reasons that our lecture series has been so successful. I think most of the lecturers have been able to do that. But this one is going to be a challenge. So I haven't seen any of the dry runs of any of these lectures just yet. But the topics are complex enough that the lecturers are going to really have to work very hard to get to the numbers that I've just proposed.
Go back to what you said, and it got quite a bit of publicity at the time. I think it was last year that about the something that challenged what Einstein had originally believed, or no, it validated what about the waves. Oh.
Well, there were two things that there were two interesting experiments that have just been done.
Yeah.
One of them was measuring the gravity wave, which was produced by a collision of two supernovas. So the measurement in itself was the most amazing measurement, because I had been speaking to the folks that were trying to do these measurements. And the background noise, they could actually measure waves in the ocean and stuff like that. So the background was so complex that that getting the measurement that they wanted was quite a trick. But in fact, they've been able to do that, and it's probably one of the most amazing experiments that prove, again, Einstein's theories. But the other experiment that hasn't gotten as much
attention
is one that was just done, in which they showed a thing called entanglement, which is key to quantum mechanics. And quantum mechanics argues that all particles really are connected to particles, so that if there was no background noise and you pushed a little particle here, whatever you did to it here, a particle in New York would feel it.
Wow.
So that's what's called entanglement. Now, entanglement doesn't happen at those large scales because you get thermal, because you get all kinds of background noise. But that's the kind of stuff that we're going to be talking about in this lecture.
And from past lectures, these are free lectures. They're very popular, and they're Monday evenings starting January 30th at Centennial Hall. People worry about parking, but I would suggest getting there very early for these events, correct?
That's right. I mean,
you've had overflow crowd. I recall, Joaquin, the first year was not at Centennial Hall 11 years ago. It was somewhere else on campus, and everyone was so shocked at the turnout, they couldn't believe it. There was like overflow every which way.
Well, I'll tell you, it speaks so highly of our community. The very first one was on Evolution about 11 years ago.
That's right.
And it was in the Center for Creative Photography that I think holds 250 or something.
300 maybe.
300. Anyway, there was a mob outside that could never get in. By the end of that year, that's where we ended up in Centennial Hall. But every year, in particular the first lecture, we fill Centennial Hall, which has more than 2,000 people. We sometimes fill an overflow room in physics, and now we're also putting this on the web, so people can actually listen to it without having to come to the U of A live.
That's great. Yeah, it's going to be ACPM is going to be having it kind of on a week delay too, but they'll also have it streamed on demand
right.
at Arizona Public Media. Joaquin Ruiz, always a pleasure. Good luck with the series. I'm sure this was going to be a lot of fun, and we'll see how it all turns out.
Well, thank you for having me, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Hope the new year's gone pretty well for you so far.
It has, and I hope the same for you.
Thank you very much. And by the way, Dr. Ruiz, next in early February, we'll be talking about kind of the 10-year anniversary of the Biosphere 2 relationship with the University of Arizona.
That's right. And so that's a big event.
It
and,
is.
And I'm looking forward to coming and chatting and letting you know what we're going to do.
Thank you very much. All right. This portion of Buckmaster presented by our friends over at Green Things. Do you do any gardening, Joaquin?
I have roses. That's it.
Well, the best place to get them is over at Green Things, one of our fine sponsors, 3384 East River Road. That's where I buy my roses, and they do very well over there because they grow them there. So then when you put them in your garden, they're going to, you know, not feel the big shock. Just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com is the place to go. All right, coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw, another one of our local talk shows from 4 to 5. We do 3 hours of Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9, then a show called Talking Culture, our newest show from 9 to 10, then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you with my friend Ray Allen, our producer-engineer, and we'll be back here at 12:04 tomorrow. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.